Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Thursday. That means I've got my good friend and yours, Tom Paulswitz, with me in the booth coming to you from 540 a.m. WAUK all across southeastern Wisconsin. But not to worry, folks, if you're outside of that listening area, just download the Civic Media app and you can take Tom and I with you wherever you may be. We're talking this first half hour of the show about the lawlessness of the Trump administration. Gone is the idea that Republicans are the party of law and order. There is absolutely no justification, no reasonable legal justification, no reasonable legal defense of Donald Trump on a near daily basis violating the most basic foundational principles of our constitutional republic, perhaps none most notably than the First Amendment. Now, over the past 2 weeks, Donald Trump continues to violate the First Amendment rights of law firms, their clients. He continues to target employees unlawfully, depriving them of due process. And of course, he's now targeting a man who engaged in and led pro-Gaza protests at Columbia University, who is a legal resident of the United States. He has a green card. He is married to an American citizen. He is a student at Columbia University. He has now been arrested, is basically in a holding cell, has not been able, the last I checked as of like 9 a.m. this morning, has not been able to have a single protected and confidential discussion with his lawyers, has been deprived of the right to counsel, though he is a legal resident of these United States, and he's being threatened with deportation because he spoke his mind about the situation in Gaza during the protests at Columbia University.
Right.
Now, whatever your view is, right? Like, you're deporting someone because they expressed a viewpoint that you don't like. Sure seems to me to be pretty clearly unconstitutional.
And he's a green card holder.
Correct. He's a legal resident.
He's currently a legal resident, and he has not been charged with a crime. He is being held. He was moved out of state, so he went from New York State down to Louisiana, and he has been denied access to an attorney. And the Trump administration is like, this is what we're going to do. You go ahead and try to stop us.
And this is all part of, you know, order after order being issued by federal judges. The president is sworn to uphold these laws and the Constitution. He's on a daily basis violating his oath. I said it after the meeting in the Oval Office with President Zelensky. We have now reached impeachment territory. It's only become worse every day since then. I want to point out this executive order, which names a law firm called Perkins Coie, is absolutely unheard of. It's trying to strip security clearances, bar them from ever doing any work, bar anyone who's ever worked for the firm from ever being hired by the federal government. I mean,
right.
It's completely bananas. Here's some of the other language that a federal court judge used just yesterday to grant the motion for a preliminary injunction brought by Perkins Coie to stop any purported enforcement of this executive order targeting them. Not only sends chills down my spine, this is a punishment for a singled out entity for being politically, personally disloyal.
Yes.
If the Queen of Hearts yells off with their heads, that cannot be our reality.
But Maggie, you know why this is happening, right? So it's not necessarily this law
firm. Yeah, to scare lawyers.
It's to scare lawyers to be able to say, because we're talking about lawsuits. I don't know the exact number of lawsuits that have been filed against the Trump administration since the inauguration day. But it's meant to bring a chill throughout the legal world to say we should think twice because our equity may be at stake, our ability to make a living may be at stake, and this is purposeful. This is why they're doing it. And because they're not only doing it from a legal standpoint, they're doing it from a DEI standpoint. They're doing it from the protests. They're also doing it with money. Taking the $400 million away from Columbia University is another indicator that if you don't play along, we're going to use the power of the purse string in order to make you play along.
It's working.
Yes.
Like, this is the thing that freaks me out so bad. The judge calling this Perkins Coie executive order an extreme, unprecedented effort.
Yes.
That will affect a blizzard proportions that will inhibit access to the legal profession. The chilling effect of this EO threatens to significantly undermine the integrity of our entire legal system. I know for a fact, I've been on calls with government lawyers from other jurisdictions shutting down DEI programs, afraid to spend a penny because they might get federal grant funding yanked.
Right.
Yeah. Lawyers running for the hills. Again, they came for the communists, right? And I said nothing.
But it's lawyers running for the hills. It's reporters running for the hills. It's journalism. It's cascading. But here's the thing. This is right out of the Trump playbook. He said he was going to do this, but to me, and one of the things I'd love to talk about after we have on Ben Wickler, because Ben's conversation is going to be critical to how do states fight back. But to me, the question is why is there so much cowardice? Why is there so much cowardice when it comes to our institutions of learning, when it comes to our healthcare system, when it comes to the banking system, when it comes to, you know, you name it. And one of the things that I want to talk about at some point is just the energy industry, how excited they are to stop talking about climate change as if that's somehow going to go away. Because if we don't say the words,
if we basically ban transgender people, they won't exist anymore.
Right. So those are the things that I think we really need to talk about.
Dave from New Berlin saying this, freedom of speech is fine as long as you say what I allow you to say. Yeah, yes, Dave, that is exactly it. Our discussion continues with Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. What does Elon Musk's more than $11 million in ad buy expenditures in favor of Brad Schimmel, who's pledged to be supportive of Trump's agenda, has supported his pardons of men that have beaten cops on January 6th. What does it mean for the rule of law and good government here in the state of Wisconsin? We pick that discussion up with Ben and Tom and you after these brief messages right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.